If you have a taste for fancy restaurants, you may need a ticket to dine. Reservations are going through something of a revolution. Over the next few months, around 15 of the trendiest restaurants in the world are starting to shift to a ticketing system. Reporter Jeff Tyler begins this story at one of the most exclusive bistros in Los Angeles.
Tuamek is casual. It's tiny, only 28 seats, and it's pricey at around $100 per head. To give you a flavor, on a recent menu, the first course was carrots, hay, cultured coconut milk, white chocolate emulsion, and ramps, a kind of onion. Nothing here is ordinary, and that includes how you pay.
You pay before for your meal, tax, food, and service charge.
Chef Ludovic Lefebvre co-owns Tuamek. If you want to eat here, you have to buy a ticket in advance, and that ain't easy. Every other Friday, tickets are sold online at 8 a.m., and don't be late.
Because it's sold out in 30 seconds, all the time, so fast. In 1 minute, it's sold out for 2 weeks.
The ticket trend started in Chicago at a restaurant called Next, which specializes in theme menus. Currently, it's modern Chinese.
On the center block, you'll find dehydrated glazed beef ribeye chips and wok-seared chili-salted broccoli florets. Beef and broccoli as you've never seen before.
The restaurant's co-owner, Nick Kokonis, was the first restaurateur to sell tickets. And Next even sells season tickets.
Which is a bit like a subscription to a theater group or the opera. It entitles a ticket holder to come to each of our menus. We have three menus a year.
Now, if you're the person paying for the meal, the ticket system can be really inconvenient. Let's consider Tuamek in Los Angeles.
I would say that I've tried to get a table at Tuamek 13 or 14 times, and I've only succeeded maybe four or five.
Jonathan Gold is the Pulitzer Prize-winning restaurant critic for the Los Angeles Times.
It reminds me a lot of waking up at 6 in the morning and standing in line for tickets to a Led Zeppelin show or something.
The idea of the ticket makes the experience more like an event, says Chef Lefebvre, with a similar refund policy.
You buy your ticket before. If you don't show up, you lose your money. And Tuamek's the same thing. If you don't come, we keep the money.
He takes that hard line to account for a paradox that bedevils his industry. Even though it's near impossible to reserve a table, once people get the reservation, they often don't show up. To see what I mean, let's drop in on a San Francisco restaurant called Qua. Even though Qua has been named one of the top 50 restaurants in the world, chef and owner Daniel Patterson says,
we have a terrible problem with last-minute cancellations and no-shows. Within a week, we turn over about 30 to 40% of our reservations. So people will make a reservation months in advance and then cancel it 4 days before. The problem is we're a special occasion restaurant, so we don't get a lot of last-minute demand, so those tables will largely go empty.
To fix that, Qua began selling tickets in late July. With the money Patterson saves on no-shows, he's now able to offer discounts for diners who take early or late seatings. Tickets also have some drawbacks. You have to pay for dinner in advance. Older diners may feel at a disadvantage using an internet system, and the tickets can be resold. Back in Los Angeles, I spoke with some guys waiting for their table outside Tuamek. 32-year-old Don Bowie bought tickets for the whole group.
I actually thought of selling the tickets. So...
how much would you have tried to sell them for?
I would imagine they go for at least double in L.A.
In some cases, scalpers have tried to sell the hottest restaurant tickets for as much as $2,000 apiece. But the ticket system isn't just for the most exclusive eateries. The idea is spreading to other small businesses, barbershops and nail salons, and even non-emergency medical centers. Any business that has problems with people not showing up for their reservations. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tyler in Los Angeles.